With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending U.S. military strikes against Iran. Johnson says Israel was going to act on its concerns about Iran's mid-range weaponry buildup, and U.S. intelligence supported acting to head off any counterstrikes.
If Israel fired upon Iran and took action against Iran to take out the missiles, then they would have immediately retaliated against U.S. personnel and assets. We have troops in harm's way, and we have many Americans in the region, and that was of a great concern. If we had waited for all of those eventualities to take place, the consequences of inaction on our part could have been devastating.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the operation is meant to eliminate the threat of Iranian ballistic missiles, destroy the country's navy, and ensure no nukes. President Trump is getting medical treatment for his skin. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the story.
The White House is attributing a large red spot on President Trump's neck to a skin cream he is using. News photographers captured close-up images of the president's neck during a Medal of Honor ceremony in the East Room of the White House. His doctor, Sean Barbabella, says the president is using a very common cream on the right side of his neck, which is a preventative skin treatment, and will use it for 1 week. He says the redness is expected to last for a few weeks. The president's medical report from his physical almost a year ago noted he was taking mometasone cream as needed for an unspecified skin condition. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 73 points, the Nasdaq rose 80, the S&P 500 advanced by 2. This is SRN News. Texas sues an abortion pill provider, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024 from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years. This is SRN News. A federal court rejects the Trump administration's attempt to slow the tariff refund process.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit started the next phase in the tariff refund process by sending it to a lower court to sort out. In a court filing, the Trump Justice Department had urged the Federal Circuit to proceed cautiously and hold off for 90 days, but the judges refused. The Supreme Court ruled 10 days ago that Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on most countries in the world were illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. A Minnesota county attorney may pursue charges against federal officers for alleged misconduct during an immigration crackdown in the Minneapolis area. The prosecutor said Monday her office is already investigating 17 incidents in Hennepin County. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.